Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, hour number two. You missed anything? Odyssey.com. Rewind. We're playing the blame game. I mean, the Lions, it's an inexplicable loss. You hold the Bucs to 20 points. You hold them to basically 200 yards of total offense. It was a disaster. The end of the first half where you went John L. Smith at Ohio State field goal fast, it's unforgivable. Some of you, I know it's like heresy in this town to criticize Brad or Dan. Well, you know what? Then I guess I'll be exiled. It's on your coach. That was pathetic. And he can cop to it. He can own it. I can respect it. It doesn't take away. It's like a kid who wraps his car around a pole. Oh, well, mom and dad, it was my fault. You're damn right it was. And now we're out of car. Owning it doesn't mean I don't get to get mad. I mean, Jesus, David comes in and says, I got busted doing crack. David, it's a bit of an issue. The point I'm making is...
What a weekend.
Yeah, David had a wild sermon. So, look, it just... I want
to
know...
Communion to the next level.
People talk... You got to talk about Goff. You got to talk Ben Johnson. You got to talk about the red zone. I don't think you can blame the defense at all. I don't understand anyone who comes in here when you hold the Bucs to the numbers they were held to.
216 total yards.
And stymied. Guys... You're going to allow points in this league. This isn't 1985. You allowed 20. You put up almost 500 yards offense. 16 points. You threw the ball 56 times. 16 points. You gave away three at the end of the first half, which cost you the ability to kick twice in the fourth quarter. But who are you blaming? 248. Go ahead. Reset it for the people.
No, for me, it is Campbell. I mean, he came up there, he took the blame, as he should, because his team was not prepared for the end of the half. You have to make sure everybody's on the same page, and you clearly saw they weren't. You heard Dan Miller saying, you know, oh no, too many people are running out on the field. You have to let the offense spike the ball on third down, and then you kick the field goal. They also blame Ben Johnson. This team looked as if they had an offensive game plan and they were never going to deviate from it. Things changed. Villavez is no longer in there. You can run the ball. No, because the last two times we beat the Bucs, Goff threw for over 40 times in a game and we won. We're going to do the same. He threw the ball way too many times. You have an offensive line. You got two running backs. The situation changed, but the offensive game plan didn't, and I blame Ben Johnson for that because you could have called better plays. You showed me at the end of that Rams game, hey, you know, why are we doing all this cutesy stuff? Line up, run Montgomery, let's win this game. And this time, you didn't make that decision. You were going to stick with the cutesy stuff, and it bit you.
David, blame game.
It's on Jared Goff. You cannot force the ball to St. Brown the way you're doing it, and you cannot throw those swing passes. I don't care what the call is. If it is the call, you cannot throw those swing passes that are giving you negative yardage on first down every single time.
Look, zoom out, lose the loyalties, lose the bias. Player A signs huge contract. Player A has come out and been subpar in his first two games. In fact, I could make a case that Goff was terrible yesterday. Call it. I mean, that's reality. You want to win a Super Bowl? These are the rules. I don't care how much I like somebody. I don't care what you do or don't make. But the reality is you're the quarterback. You did sign a contract, and you're not good enough right now. So you want to blame the OC? That's the easiest thing to do. I opt to blame the quarterback who, you know, actually has the ball in his hands. Find someone out there in geek NFL media who thinks Goff played well yesterday. Or as I call them, the PFF Warriors. Some dude in Glasgow that's going to tell me he had a 96.7. It's ridiculous. Rico, if he plays this way, they'll lose next week. True or false?
False. I mean, true.
True. Both
true.
Answers.
No, true. True. True.
Kenny. Kenny's answering the phone. We'll get to Kenny. Let's go to the people. Go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey.
Scotty, what's up?
I'm just thinking, I disagree with blaming Campbell for this one. I think Goff in that situation, 15 seconds left in the half. Why are you throwing 6 yards down the field that does nothing for your team? And it's kind of similar. I grew up playing hockey. It's kind of similar where it's like a line change, a bad line change. You get too many men on the ice. It just takes one knucklehead to do that, and then it has a cascading effect. And all of a sudden you got, five other guys out in the field. You got too many out there.
But
I
remember,
throughout the game.
But Scott, 1 second. Here's the issue I take. Just one moment. You have all the time you need. When Goff makes, in my mind and yours, a mistake throwing it without being near the sideline or towards the end zone, they were still going to clock it in plenty of time, and he had complete control of his operation until he looked over and saw 15 Yutzes walking out on the field. Scotty, that's a sideline issue. That's on Campbell.
Right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but Goff put him in that spot, and all it takes is what I'm saying is it just takes one guy to do that, and all of a sudden the next guy's saying, oh, wait a second, what are we doing? He hops out in the field. Goff should have thrown that away, and then we're never here sitting about talking about it. And then the other issue I had was just thinking, why was Goff always throwing short of the sticks on must-convert downs? I mean, it happened at the end of the game on back-to-back drives, and then it also happened – end of the half, numerous times when they weren't in good field position as well. He's thrown to a guy who's got a wet blanket, he's got a defender breathing down his back, and he's throwing 3 yards when they need 6. I just don't get that.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you have Dan Campbell at the podium, today, saying we wanted to open up the run game with the pass. That's not a justification to throw the ball 56 times in a one-score game, 20-16.
Yeah.
That doesn't fly. That's like Brian Daboll going up there and saying, well, I'm not a doctor. Don't even get me started. It just, I don't double down on that. It's not funny.
No, it's really not.
And I'm not going to get into it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just who cares?
Explain it to the people.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it when coaches double down. Yeah. Like, look. Just say, you know what? In hindsight, we got to do a better job managing our ratios. Yeah. Don't say you want to open up the run with the pass. Dude, it's 20-16. The game was never out of reach.
Right.
At what point, once you realize Vita Vea's 400-pound destruction is not in the game, they don't have Cansey. Come on. Right.
Your run stuffers are gone. We have 2 backs. How about we change things up and let's just run this ball, eat the clock, score the winning touchdown, and yeah, we look gritty, we're resilient, but we get the W and we're 2-0 and you move on. Instead, it was, nope, got to stick to the game plan, got to pass the ball, got to pass the ball. That at that part is where I'm like, hey, Ben Johnson, look at the environment. It changed. You don't have, you're not married to this play that you're trying to do. You don't have to throw the ball anymore because I don't think they can stop the run. But they didn't see it my way.
And I don't want to overreact because we're also existing in a league where Sam Darnold's one of the top five quarterbacks in football, according to his QBR. So, I don't think Jared Goff forgot how to play, but we can say in real time he's not playing good enough. You want to blame Ben Johnson? Go ahead. But you're only as good as the guy executing your calls, if we're going to be remotely fair. David, is there an issue? I see you snickering.
No issue at all.
Okay. I want to make sure. If that was a bad take, let's call it. Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Rob, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, Mike and Rico. Oh, living the dream, Mike, Rico. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. What's on your mind?
So, you know, not to piggyback on what everyone else said. By the way, that was brilliant. Brian Daboll is not a doctor. That was great, Mike.
I don't even want to get started, Rob. I'm so upset.
I'm sorry, man. I know. So to piggyback again, what people are saying, sure, we could blame Ben Johnson. You know, Jared Goff needs to play better without question. I guess at the end of the day, I always go back to, and again, not overreacting because it's week two. Dallas got shelled yesterday by New Orleans, Minnesota. You know what I mean? So I get that. But I just, if you would have asked me yesterday who is the coach or the offensive coordinator to this team without telling me, I would have said they have two new guys. Because in two games this far this season, with the exception of the overtime drive against the Rams, like, it doesn't seem like we have an identity. And I was always of the impression the most important thing is never, you know, always be true to who you are. And Detroit is that tough nose, top five offensive line, ground and pound, open up play action for Goff. Okay. I mean, anyone throwing the ball 50-something times in a game is inexplicable to me, let alone Jared Goff. But it just screams inefficiency to me. So yes. When I read an article this morning, I think it was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers reporter. I never even actually heard of him, but he wrote something, and it was kind of interesting. Detroit ran 28 offensive plays in the fourth quarter, and 23 of them were inside Bucs territory,
Yep. And
we didn't score a point. And I'm sitting there going, what good is 480 yards worth of offense if we have no points in the board?
But, Rob, here's why you didn't score a point. This is why I believe it's on Campbell. Had he done the right thing and had an operation working in the first half, you kick a field goal on at least one of those last two drives.
One of those things.
You
win
the game. But to your point and to Rico's point, you're right. You should be good enough to overcome it. Score. Be done with it.
At the end of the day, and I agree, at the end of the day, there's enough blame to go around, but at the end of the day, as my corporate always says, it all starts at the top, man. So, Campbell, I appreciate you owning it, but you should own it. And we can blame James Houston a little bit, too. That's fine. Thank you for the call, guys. Appreciate
you got it, Robbie. Yeah. You know, I got a power stat on Goff. I want you to tell me whether it's something or nothing. Mm. Next. Yeah, I know.
Hey. You know what, Mike?
It's Monday. I'm not
telling people something. You've earned it.
Don't worry. By Wednesday, I'll be totally furious.
You've earned it.
We're good.